scripture tonight, Ephesians chapter 2. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 2, if you got a Bible. One writer said Ephesians, the holy of holies of the epistles, and I seem to agree with him on a lot of things that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. I just got a little thought tonight. The Lord give me this afternoon. It's not nothing new. It's not hard to be understood. It's the biblical truth that we know if you're saved. I guess I'll read verses 1 through 10. Say a few things. You hath he quickened who are dead in trespasses and sins. Now I won't say this. You were dead. I was dead. That don't mean physical death. That means that we was as dead as a corpse laying in a coffin spiritually. We had no life with God, period. We had physical life, we had sense life, but we had no spiritual life. The word dead there means a corpse. That's what it means. It's amazing to me how we're trying to get people saved today without a resurrection. Amen. The Bible said, and you have thee quickened. The word quickened means made alive. We was made alive by God. And you hath he. Notice that. The Bible's plain if you read it. And you hath he. God quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses, transgressions, and sins. That means you missed the mark. You've sinned. Notice verse 2, when time passed, you walked according to the course of this world. There's a world system that the sinner is caught up in, according to the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan, was enslaved by him, blinded by him. The spirit that now, notice it's got a spirit, there's a spirit, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. The word disobedience takes the meaning of unbelief or rebellion toward God. They want to kill Jesus, the religious people. That's why they said crucify him. They wanted to kill the truth. Amen, because he spake it. Verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past. Conversation means our behavior, a manner of life. In the lust of our flesh, that's all we knew. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. It's how you think. And we're by nature, the Adamic nature, the children of wrath. Even as others, we is under the wrath of God, punishment, anger of God towards sin. The Bible said in verse 4, after this declaration of what we were, but God. That's the answer right there at all. I know it's a general statement, but it's just a true statement tonight that if God don't do it, it's not going to be done. It don't matter who it is. I know people say that, and I hope they know what they say when they say it. But God. That means, on the contrary, God showed up. Amen, in our lives. If he hadn't, we wouldn't be here saved tonight. But God, who is rich. Amen. He's wealthy. What's he wealthy in? Mercy. Amen. That's mean compassion of God. Withholding judgment on the sinner. He could have put us in hell a long time ago, but thank God he was rich in mercy. He's got a truckload of it. Amen. More than that, he's got mercy that extends a long way. Amen. And so we find here that he's rich in mercy, like us, for his great love. Amen. Wherewith he loved us. I didn't know he loved me till I met him, but I know, thank God, the word says he loved me. The word great, thank God, there means that it was a big love, a large love. Amen. An abounding love. He loved me, thank God, as I was. It wasn't no good of me, but it was just because he loved me. I can't explain it, but I do know this. It was unconditional love. It was love, thank God, that only he could give. Because there'd be no other way that anybody can love me the way he loved me. Amen. Thank God for that. He had love. He had riches and mercy and great love for the sinner. Amen. Thank God. Wherewith He loved us. He loved us when we were dead in sin. Amen. He loved you when you was living a drunk life. Amen. He loved me when I was living very sinful and ungodly. And I'm going to tell you this tonight. Praise God, His love hadn't changed one bit. It's unconditional. It's not based on condition. It's based on who He is. God is love. He that loveth is born of God. Oh, yes. Verse 5 says, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. You are, thank God, crucified with Him. Thank God when He died, you was crucified with Him. Thank God that the body of sin might be destroyed. That we could be dead to sin, alive to God in the inward man. Because the inward man has been born again by the seed of God. That cannot sin tonight. Even though we still house a body and we still house a nature. Amen. That is prone to wonder and prone to sin. There is a nature in me tonight, thank God, that does not sin. Amen. I never had that till I got saved. Thank God the Holy Ghost came into me and lives in me tonight that gives me grace. Amen. I died with Him. I rose with Him. There ain't no way I could be lost tonight. Amen. Ain't no way. If I'm positionally in Him, thank God I can't lose it. Amen. Right. How in the world is these people crazy? If it's based on you tonight, you'll go to hell soon as, thank God, you take your next breath. And I would too. I'd go to hell here that doesn't put me in hell and stoke me if it's based on my performance. Amen. That's just bondage. You notice what He said? And hath raised us up together. That's that resurrection. Amen. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's that, thank God, reigning with Him. Amen. That's right, buddy. Listen. To me, these verse 6 and 7 deals with what God sees and the glorification state. He's saying this is what grace does. Grace raises you, amen, and grace sees you already seated in heaven. Thank God, them that justified, He glorified in the eyes of God, which was an eternal, thank God, salvation. That, brethren, listen, justification is a judicial term that declares a guilty man innocent and without guilt and without charge. Amen, that them people have not done what you say they've done. Amen. That's right. He's not who you say He is. Amen. He's justified. I see Him perfect. And because I see Him perfect, I see Him glorified in the heavens tonight. Amen. That's the complete work of God. That's what grace does. It's hard for people to grab what I'm preaching tonight. You're so daggone self-based and self-performance minded that it's hard for anybody to give it, to take anything from God that God wants to give you. You won't do something back for Him. We're built that way. Somebody does something for you, first thing you want to say, amen, gives you a gift. Well, I need to give them one. God don't want what you got. Amen. He's got it all anyway. Amen. He wants you. Amen. God wants you. Amen. That's right. That's why He come to you. Notice that the ages to come. Heavenly places in Christ. The verse said in verse, prior verse, that the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. That means that we're going to be a public display of what the grace of God done in somebody that was a sinner. Amen. That's what it means. It just simply means that Danny Blackwell or Joel Hyde, whoever you won't claim by name, that was such a wretch and depraved creature, and now I'm setting him up as a display of what the grace of God does in a man. And brethren, listen, that's what he's saying. In the ages to come, there's a word worlds, ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace, of what grace done for that man that was lost without God, and put within him the Spirit of God. Verse 8, for by grace are ye saved. That means the favor of God. It's unmerited favor. The grace are you saved. How? What's the channel? Through faith. You don't get saved unless you have faith. Amen. That's right. Faith is how a man's justified. Faith is, thank God, how a man's saved. It's faith. Amen. Can I tell you something? Listen to what I'm about to tell you. This don't have really nothing to do with this particular verse. You don't have to do one thing Jesus has already done. Somebody said, well, me and a brother was talking this afternoon about... Now listen, I'm not preaching about yearnings and cries after God for a burden in your heart. But I'm telling you what, son, Jesus already travailed. He travailed on the cross. I don't have to travail. He's already travailed. Everything Jesus Christ has done has already been done. You'll have to believe it. The way you get your prayers answered is because you believe. You ask and you believe. It's not how loud you pray. It's not how long you pray. It's from the heart that you pray in the name of Christ. And that's how your prayers are answered, because you believe Him. Amen. It's by faith. That's how you save. That's how you live. It's by faith. The faith of God moves the hand of God and gets the reward of God who diligently seek Him. Thank God, the obeying God by faith is where the reward of God's out of your life. Amen. That's right. Amen. I like it, don't you? I don't have to put on tonight. You don't have to be somebody you're not. He knows who you are. Amen. You don't have to be perfect to pray. If you did, nobody would be praying. Amen. But I'm telling you what, you're going to have to be a saved person to pray. And you got to come in Jesus' name to pray. Notice this here. For by grace are you saved through faith. And I love this here. And that not of yourselves. In fact, repentance is requirement, faith is a requirement, and both of them are graces that you have to get from God. Amen. To a broken heart under the drawing power of the Holy Ghost. And God gives you these things. And brethren, listen, everything about salvation work, amen, is because God gave grace and gave faith, and that not of yourselves. He said, it is the gift of God. In other words, God said, I give it to you. Amen. Salvation's a gift. Now, how you got there is God's business between you and Him. Amen. You didn't wake up wanting the gift. But I'll tell you, one day you heard the gospel. Amen. And the Holy Spirit worked in your heart to get that willingness in you to receive the gift of God. A gift is received. A gift is gave by the giver. That's right. Now, here's verse 9. We get to it, and I want to say this. I'm going to preach a little bit on the context now of what this means tonight. Now, you can go to James. Some of y'all could leave tonight and say, wait a minute, James says otherwise. You got to remember, James is before men. This is before God. James said, I will show you my faith by my works. I will show you that. James is a great practical book in the Bible. It's just saying this is the evidence of what you say you have. But I'm telling you this tonight, there ain't one work you can do to be saved. Notice verse 9. He said, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's not one work that you can do to be saved. There's no flesh will ever be justified by any works he does. Now I want to show you how much fallacy is in the Baptist church and other churches today. Because you, in your own thinking, and the devil's got a lot of people there that thinks that, just like the Galatians did, that they've got to have the works of the flesh, amen, to be perfect before God. And there ain't one work you can put your filthy hand to and your mind to that God's ever going to say that helped me. Thank God that was why I done it. There's no way. God never done one thing for you because of what you did in salvation. Salvation is of God Himself. It's by what He done. It's not what you do. It wasn't He foresaw you was going to do something. It's out the pure grace of God tonight. Amen. That's right, son. There ain't nothing. I'm telling you, there wouldn't be nothing a man could be saved by but by the grace of God through faith. That's God's trend. It's a heart work. It's not a hand work. You don't come to God with your feet. You come to God with your heart. Amen. You don't do anything. You can't help God. You don't help God. Hey, God, tonight salvation is of the Lord. And brother, tonight He said it's not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Listen to this. You can't keep yourself saved. There ain't a person alive to keep herself saved. That's right. That means, I hope you understand what I'm saying, that means it ain't one good thing you can do that God will never accept. And the reason He gave you grace was because of what you did. There never will happen. Never will. You say, preacher, buddy, that right there is a tight thing. It is tight. Can I give y'all freedom tonight in the Scripture? When God saves you, it's all the works of Christ. It's the work of the Spirit, and the work of Jesus Christ has already been done. For this cause I obtained mercy. Why? He come to save sinners. A man don't get saved till he gets saved. A person don't get saved till they see they need to get saved. And here's the thing tonight. You take a drowning man. If a man's drowning, say he's in 50 foot of water, and he's out in the ocean, and he thought he could make it, and now he can't, and he sees that all hope is lost unless somebody rescues him. Unless somebody comes in, thank God to get him. He's going to perish in the waters. And the only way, thank God somebody's going to come get him, amen, is number one, they hear his cry, amen. But the position that man is what produced the cry for somebody to come rescue him. And upon the cry, thank God of our soul tonight, I'm telling you, you have to come to the end of yourself. You have to come, my friend, to see that you have nothing to offer God. You're not good. You're not righteous. You're not understanders. Thank God there's nothing good about you. You mean nothing. And the only hope you got is He has grace on your soul tonight. Amen. The only hope. I'm telling you, thank God you ain't a bit good tonight. There ain't nobody good in the eyes of God. The only one good is the perfect Lamb of God. And the only way you get saved is come short of Him. Amen. That's right. Who needs a Savior that can do what that man thinks he can do? He's self-sufficient. And he's falling into hell like that. I'm going to ask you why the Laodicean church said, yea, we are increased with good and have need of nothing. Why did they say that? Why is the altar barren in our lives? Why don't we live by faith? I'll tell you why. We become so daggone self-sufficient that we think we can attain what we attain and get what we need. And there's never much crying out to God for our needs. Lord, help us all. But when it comes to salvation, when it comes to a man being saved, there's not one thing he can do. Not one. Listen, God has to have grace on your soul. And if He don't, you'll die and go to hell. That's right, son. Listen. God had grace on you just to let you hear the gospel. That's the grace of God. Son, I feel like running right now. Buddy, I was raised in a church, and I never heard nothing. And people say, don't name the denomination. God help, I'm not picking on the denomination. I'm just telling you the truth. I was raised in the Methodist, went to the Lutheran church, and never heard the gospel. Got under conviction. Thank God to a man of God preaching the new birth, and could not obtain it. Didn't know how to get it. I thought I was good as other people were. I thought I was going to make it in on the good old boy club. The good old boy club will send you to hell, friend. There's a lot of people say, well, I'm good enough. You are good enough for hell. You ain't good enough for nothing but hell. God have mercy on us. People today think that in the Baptist church. Listen, I can't judge a man's heart. I can't judge your heart. You can't judge mine. I can't tell one of you you're saved. I can tell I got a witness. I can tell I see, thank God the Lord in your life. And that tells me that you got something. I told Brother Dennis, I said, I wasn't there tonight. Your mama prayed, but there's just something in me, says, of my heart, that the Holy Spirit done a work in her. Took her on to heaven. That's the mercy of God. It is on me and you. She couldn't get up and go join the church. She couldn't be baptized. Brother, listen to me tonight. I believe water baptism is identifying yourself with the local assembly and with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, but it has no saving grace. Water can't wash away sin. It never has and never will. I'm telling you, friend, it's sad that there's people tonight. I listened to old boy on the internet the other day preaching. And I said, oh, let's just fill a while and see what he's got to say. It's an interesting subject. And that wasn't 15 minutes that I done depicted. He is a water dog. Hey, man, believe you had to be baptized to go to heaven. And I said, he's a liar. Anybody that takes away from the blood of Christ and applies water to a salvation experience, they're liars, and you can tell them I said so. Because the Bible does. Water baptism is obedience to God through faith, after a man's saved through faith, and it identifies you. And listen, friend, I'm telling you this. Thank God that the local assembly of the church was them that God gave the authority to baptize. You know that I don't have the authority to baptize without the church? Right. Why do you think you bring somebody before the church? Let them testify of salvation. Said, all right, now do you agree to this man to be baptized? Thank God to identify himself in this local church and be a member here. Old Mac Hodge said he didn't wash other people's clothes. Oh, I baptize him, he goes join another church. Amen. That's right. Work salvation is a dangerous thought. Hail Marys. Catholics are using an Old Testament priesthood to try to make a New Testament church. It's one of the most corrupt cults there is. It's all works based. All of it's works based. If you attend a church where the preacher says, if you do this and do that, you'll go to heaven, he's a liar. Tell him I said so. If he tells you that if you don't do this and don't do that, or if you do this and do that, I'm telling you, it's all rules, legalism, regulations. And they'll say, if you don't do that, you're not saved. If you do this, you're not saved. It's not based on that, friend. I'm just telling you not who gives a preacher a right. Thank God to tell you what to do and what not to do and what gets you into heaven, what don't get you into heaven. I'm telling you, there ain't but one way to heaven. That's through the Son of God. And that's the only way. And it ain't based on what you do and what you don't do, amen. If it is, we all in trouble. I got a representative tonight. He's the only one that can get me to the Father. Amen. Amen. You say, what do I do, preacher? Everything the Bible says. What do I do, preacher? Follow the Holy Spirit. There might be things wrong for Brother Danny. Ain't wrong for me. You ever read the book of Romans 14? I think the Baptist church has just cut it out. He that esteemeth it to be good, some people esteem it not. If I cause my brother to stumble, then I won't do it before my brother. He didn't say it's wrong. Amen. That's right. Jesus is the same every day. Get off that religious kick. Well, I'm real religious. I'm real spiritual. We worship on the Sabbath, they say. I said, the Sabbath, praise God, the Sabbath Saturday. I guarantee you you couldn't keep the rules that the Pharisees and that religious crowd made up on the Sabbath day. Couldn't keep them. You couldn't walk so far. You know God killed a man for picking up sticks on the Sabbath? He did. He got mad at man getting too much manna. And then it rotted in the tent. Amen. You know, listen, friend, there's a good principle in it, but we are not under the Sabbath law. If you all believe that, then praise God. I mean, why don't you live it? I ain't bringing nobody into the bondage of the Sabbath law. And I know there's people get mad about that. Boy, they say, well, I'm glad we're here today on the Sabbath. I say, this is the first day of the week. We worship on the resurrection day. It ain't a works. Why has everybody got to tell you what they do and what they don't do? It's not based on that. It's not a works that city man should boast. There's not one work you can do. There's not one you can do to be saved. You know what people say? Can I give you this here? The New Testament message is Christ in you, the hope of glory. As sure as my name is Joel Anthony Hyde, when I get up in the morning, He'll be in me as much as He is now. I didn't get spiritual when I walked in them back doors. Spirituality is not based on sitting on a church pew. Spirituality is based on the Holy Spirit living in you and through you and manifesting Christ's life again. Amen. That's right. You say, why do you come? Because I love the assembly and because I think it's the right thing to do to assemble together, to hear the Word of God, to worship Christ. Hey, I'd hate to miss that this morning and even tonight, the singing and the blessings of God. Amen. But I'm not going to heaven because I attend church. I attend church, praise God, because I love the people of God.
Amen.
I'm not looking to get out. But I'm telling you, there ain't a work you can do to be saved. Listen, if I can tell you what the Bible says, tonight there is not one good. There's not one good. And now listen, every one of us has got a little pride in us. That's why you look in the mirror and you think you're better than the brother next beside you. You know what a proud look is? He said he hated a proud look. You know what a proud look is? I'm going to tell you what a proud look is. Man, I'm better than Danny Blackwelder. I mean, my goodness. I mean, look at him. My goodness. I'm better than he is. That's putting yourself above others. That's a proud look. Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen. I mean, I ain't. I mean, look at me. I'm the reverend. What'd you put that reverend in there for? I'm thinking with you. Let's take it with you. That don't bother me. Hey, why'd you call me and say that for? He said, I saw you preaching, reverend. I said, watch it now. I said, Reverend Holy is his name. Somebody said, how can you view everybody the same? It ain't easy, but I'm going to tell you how. If you really see yourself in the light of God and yourself only, you'll say, woe is me, like Isaiah. And you'll never say, hey, boy, I remember when I done this for... Hey, amen. And it's amazing to me how there's got to be somebody, amen, thank God, to brag on theirself, amen, a lot, amen. I don't mind thank God once in a while, but I tell you, there's some boasting in people most of the time. You gotta watch that. The only thing I can boast in is Jesus. And there's no good in me. And there's no human performance, nor human works, nor anything that can save any man, no matter who they are. Notice this here in verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. This is what it's saying here. We are His workmanship. We're His product. We're His people, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I've told this before. I wrote it in my Bible. A saint has been defined as someone in whom Christ lives again. So that means God can take everything about you and make it good that He can live through you. He can take your personality. He can take your knowledge. He can take your actions and live through you that somebody would see Jesus. That's right. That's a good definition, that Christ lives in and through them. And that's what works are for. Works are somebody for somebody to let God, whose work we are His workmanship, credit in Christ unto good works, which God hath before ordained or appointed you to walk in them. You're the only Jesus some people see. God used Brother Shank in his mama's life. There ain't no doubt about it. I said yesterday, it amazed me when I sat down there that day. In pure love for his mother, sitting in that chair, in the little time I was there in that day, he went over and kissed her twice. You know what it spoke to me? He said, he really loves Miss Helen. And she loved him. God used him to show Christ and the truth to her to get saved. Right. That's what workmanship is. It's his workmanship. That means he's working through you. Amen. See, boys, every day you live, you go to school, you got a mama back there that's loving you to do that for you because she loves you and she's showing his workmanship in Christ Jesus. Every day you put your boots on and you leave your house, you're telling your family, I'm doing what Jesus said to. Every time you do something for your wife or your children in a sacrificial way, you're telling them, I want to do what Jesus told me. But them works have no grounds of salvation. Them works are manifested because of salvation. I battle all the time with myself. I always like being first. I always did. I like being first. I like eating, getting through first, and standing in line first, and winning the ball game first, and scoring more points than anybody else did, and all that. It's all self-centered. That's what that is. First in your own life, self-centeredness. And this man pulled out in front of me the other day, and I wanted to get there first. And I think he done that because God wanted to tell me something. He said, you don't need to be first. You need to consider others first. And you know what I said? Lord, bless that man. You'll look at people different when you don't have to be first. That's Christ. That's Jesus. Jesus gave Himself. He gave Himself for us. And that's what we give our lives to. That's how people see Jesus. Because we give ourselves to them. Greatest title in the Bible, servant. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. But I'm telling you the honest truth tonight, friend. I tell you, I'm so sad in this hour that so many people think they're saved by what they do. Think they stay saved by what they do. Think they can worship by what they do. And it ain't based on that. It's based on the pure grace of God in loving us as we are. And you could have come in today and done a lot of bad things yesterday. Or you could have come in today and done a lot of good things yesterday. But I'm telling you what, He don't love nobody in here no more better than anybody else if they His child. Why in the world don't you believe that? You know why the Holy Ghost moved this morning? I'm going to tell you why. Because people come in here wanting them to. That verse he read, I knock at the door. He said, if you'll open it up, I'll come in to you. Open it up. Run a wheel. What a good God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's to get to God. That night you bowed, son, it was all grace through faith. Amen. That day you believed, amen, grace through faith. Right. Not of works, lest any man should boast. That's the gospel. Let's stand tonight. Thank you for hearing me.